2 of the heavy hitters coming at you from the Freakin' Hellas Pizzeria Studios. Right here in the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger, Patrick Blair, and Dan Buffa behind the microphones. John Giamatti, Rudolph, the hard part, behind the dials. But joining us right now on the Belmont Automotive phone line is our friend Randall Ritchie, who covers the Blues for StLouisGameTime.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Randall Ritchie. Randall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Can't complain. We're not doing as good as the St. Louis Blues, who have won 5 games in a row, go for number 6 tonight. We're talking about this last night. We can't decide what this team is. Is it the team that wins 5 games in a row, or is it the team that loses 4 games in a row and drives us crazy? Which team is it? Which is the real St. Louis Blues? Will they please stand up?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I know this team is, it irritates a lot of fans because they do have these up streaks and then they have, you know, down low streaks. Right now, I think that's just the identity because they have skill and they have holes in the lineup. So this is a team that can come in, and if they battle every night, they can win. If they slack off, they're going to lose. That's pretty much just how it is. It's really just, that's the best way I can put it.
And the way that Jake Allen's been playing lately, I really owe that man an apology. I thought for sure that his career with the Blues was done back in January, where they weren't even inviting him on road trips. They were like, look, you know what? We're better off without you. Stay home and take care of your kid. We'll be fine without you. I was like, Jake Allen's career with the St. Louis Blues is done. I owe that man a tremendous apology. He has been sensational during the past 5 games.
Well, ever since the coaching change, his numbers have jumped dramatically. And a lot of people talk about how Brodeur has helped him. I think you also have to look at a guy like Ty Conklin. When Allen was in the AHL, Conklin was helping him down there as well, and he played great. Now that Conklin and Brodeur are both helping in the NHL with both goalies, it's been a tremendous difference. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, where Brodeur's on the ice all the time with them, but I think Conklin probably has a lot to do with it as well. But I think you see him more aggressive. He was very passive in his time when he really struggled, and you see him get out on top of the crease. You'll see him making saves 2-3 feet outside of the crease, and he's squaring up the pucks really well. He's really turning around. I think within a month's time, his save percentage jumped from like 890 to 910, which 910 still isn't that great, but the difference has been dramatic.
Yeah, really, when it comes to these changes, I asked the question last night, do you think the Blues got more of a kick out of the firing of Ken Hitchcock or the trade of Kevin Shattenkirk?
That's a good question. They came out of the gates under Mike Yeo, and then they hit their skid, and they dropped 4 in a row. Trade Shattenkirk, and you hit another high. It's been about equal, I would think, because now the players really know this is on us. Hitchcock's gone. One of the best power play quarterbacks in the league, and Kevin Shattenkirk, is gone. He was a huge point producer with this team. So really the players know this is on us. So I think the boost has been, I would say, equal, because it's been equally as important for these players.
Which player or players need to step up should the Blues continue this culture of winning that they're currently experiencing? Which players do you think need to step up if they want to, you know, find their way in the playoffs?
I would definitely like to see more out of Yura Laterra when he does return. I got to say I'm impressed with the way Ivan Barbashev's handled himself. He hasn't looked out of place. The points aren't there right now. But to be honest, they weren't there with Yura Laterra either. And the kid's growing. He's a rookie in the NHL. But I've been very surprised with his two-way game, Barbashev. So I think Laterra, obviously being the veteran, he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. He's going to get in the lineup over Barbashev probably 9 times out of 10. So you really need him to step up if they want to make any noise going in the playoffs.
You know, Randall, when it comes to this team, what they have to do, after the game tomorrow against the Sharks, who are, you know, 42-20-7, they're really good. This team really has a nice little, you know, you know, round trip through March as far as they're facing the Arizona Coyotes a lot. They're facing the Avalanche. This team, they're going to have to trip over. I mean, they're going to basically have to knock their own legs out from under them if they, you know, miss the playoffs, because they've already beaten the Kings. They separate themselves from them by a decent amount. They have a nice little easy stretch to finish March. Is it, I mean, are they their own worst enemy, as it usually is? That's always been the case with this team.
Yeah, if they miss the playoffs, it's going to be on them. There's no excuse to not pick up. I think, well, you have six games moving forward, three against Arizona, three against the Avalanche. You have to pick up points in probably seven of those, at least seven of those. So, I mean, if they don't miss the playoffs, or if they miss the playoffs, it's going to be on them, because, to be quite honest, this is probably one of the easiest stretches going towards the end of the season that the Blues have had in quite a few years. So they can stumble in, they can, you know, dominate going in, beating all these lower seed teams that are below them, which is what they should be doing. But if you end up losing four or five games against these teams, you're going to miss the playoffs, and you're going to deserve to miss the playoffs. So we'll see.
Randall Ritchie joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at Randall Ritchie. Randall, what do the Blues have to do tonight to slow down Corey Perry, who's got three goals in the last three games for the Ducks? What do they have to do to slow him down?
You have to staple one of Alex Pietrangelo or Colton Parayko right on his hip. You cannot give Corey Perry space, and he's really good at making his own space. He's a big body. He likes to, you know, muck and grind and get in the dirty areas. But you have to be on him all night long. And it's the same way with Ryan Getzlaf. I know Getzlaf, he's, you know, had a down year. He's not been as good as he's been. Same with Corey Perry. But these guys can bring it at any given night. You cannot give them a shift off without being stuck on them like glue, because otherwise they're going to burn you, and it's going to show up on the score sheet eventually.
Randall, you mentioned Colton Parayko. Should we be concerned about his back, or is this just a hockey injury? It's just bound to happen, and we'll get over it.
I would wait to see how it goes. Right now, I would say it's just a hockey injury. They happen. Sometimes it's an accident, freak accident that you can't control. Yoel Lettera got hit in the face with a puck, which that's knocked him out of the lineup for the past few games. Sometimes you can't control it. Sometimes it just happens. And as long as it doesn't continue, then we'll be all right. If it continues like the shoulder injury Berglund dealt with for years, that would be an issue. So if it is something serious, come the offseason, it needs to be taken care of, and he doesn't need to wait.
Randall, in the wake of Shattenkirk's departure, I mean, I'm kind of looking at Pietrangelo, the captain, taking on more of a responsibility, not just in kind of leading the team and his good defense, but also, you know, he's got his most goals scored this season since 2011-2012 with nine goals, and he's still got some games left. Do you think that he can provide more offense than expected, or is this kind of more of a bigger year with him from the point?
I think it's just kind of just a big year for him. Everyone knows Pietrangelo is the number one defenseman in the NHL. He's got offensive instincts, and it shows. When he's out there, he's a great passer of the puck, and he's got a pretty heavy shot. His issue, as long as I've been watching him, his accuracy is terrible. Sometimes he will hit the goalie straight in the chest. Other times, he's going to miss the net by 3 feet. That's just who Alex Pietrangelo is. That's how his shot is. It's hard, obviously not Parayko hard, but his issues with accuracy. But he has to really step up and be an offensive player moving forward, especially with the loss of Kevin Shattenkirk. Although I really want to see what Colton Parayko can do with that elevated ice time, with that more time on the power play, especially with his shot. It's just, if they can tee him up with one-timers on that point, he has got a bomb. And sometimes his wrist shot, though, you got to watch out for it, because unlike Pietrangelo, Parayko's shot is a lot more accurate. So I think those are the two defensemen that you really need to pick up the slack offensively with the loss of Kevin Shattenkirk.
Randall, with the Nashville Predators off tonight and the Blues only 2 points behind them, There's a good chance that they beat the Ducks tonight. They're going to be tied for third in the Central Division. What do you think is the most likely scenario for the Blues at the end of the season? They're going to be tied for third and maybe host the first round of the playoff series, or they're going to be in the wild card?
It really all depends on who you want to play. Both Minnesota and Chicago, they're going to be a handful no matter what. Minnesota, especially down the middle now with the acquisition of Martin Hansel, that team has played really well, especially with the third line guys like Jason Zucker having a fantastic season. Do you want to go against that, or do you want to go against the two-headed monster of Toews and Kane? You're going to deal with offense, and the sad thing is we say two-headed monster with Toews and Kane, they've got Artemi. The talent on that team is ridiculous. So really, it's what animal you want to fight. If you want to go in and just say, forget it, we're going to play whoever we play, but we want to win our games, then they have the schedule lined up to finish in third place. They have the tie-breaking points over Nashville, if they're tied in the standings, that they would get third place. So, like I said before, it's down to how they play against Colorado and Arizona. If you want to go in and let them beat you, because that's what they want to do. They want to play spoiler. They know they're not making the playoffs. They want to play spoiler. If you let them spoil that, then that's on the players, and if they want to back the way in the playoffs, they can.
Randall, which situation is more likely to happen, or both? The Blues continue their winning ways, they secure themselves a playoff spot, or the Capitals continue their losing ways and lose that top spot in the Metropolitan to the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Oh, that's a good one. Washington's really been disappointing since Shattenkirk was acquired. Ovechkin hasn't been the same. He has been off. He went a stretch. I'll be honest with you, I haven't paid attention the last few nights. I've been dog tired. But I know he had a stretch of like 17 games of without scoring an even strength goal. And that's just unheard of from Ovechkin. And then Shattenkirk going and getting himself suspended. I love the article Buffa wrote on that one. I don't see how a team with that much skill, that much talent, and a goalie like Braden Holtby are just continuously dropping games. It's mind-blowing. But I definitely see the Blues. I don't see them backing in the playoffs. I really think they go in because you have a lot of guys who want to be solidified in the lineup. And with games coming against Arizona, Colorado, these games are – this is the time for these players to step up and really prove themselves. Nail Yakupov is back in the lineup tonight. Tonight would be a huge time for him to find the back of the net. And if he doesn't, when does Zach Sanford get back in the lineup? We've seen a game since he came over, and that was it. Is he going to get back in the lineup, and what can he do to prove that he should be in the lineup? It's going to be a time where these players have to show, you know, this is the kind of player I am, this is why I need to be in the lineup, game in and game out. So I think with that kind of mentality going forward, I do think they win going down the stretch. What happens with Washington? Oh, God only knows.
Randall, I just put a poll out on Twitter. When will Jaden Schwartz next score a goal? Would it be tonight, tomorrow, or October?
Oh, God, hopefully soon. I mean, Jaden Schwartz has been playing some fantastic hockey.
He has. I mean, a lot of assists setting up Tarasenko. Do you think he's close? Do you think it's just a matter of inches and timing, being in the right spot?
It's one of those moments where the player, that's where they start squeezing their sticks. They get into the opportunity to shoot. They squeeze that stick a little tighter, and it just goes wide. Or it goes right into the crest of the goalie. I think that's why you've seen him make some passing plays. And Schwartz, he is so skilled. So seeing him as that playmaker role, playing with Vladimir Tarasenko, it's been fun to watch. But I do want to see him start shooting more. Same with Tarasenko. The game against the Kings, what Tarasenko had the 2-on-1 and passed the puck with a beautiful opportunity to shoot. I would really like to see Schwartz find the back of the net, because I have a feeling when he does, the gates are just going to open up, because that happens a lot when this happens. You look, if Tarasenko goes 2-3 games without scoring and he finds the back of the net, you can almost guarantee he's going to find it again really soon. I think that's how it's going to be with James Schwartz. Whenever he finds the back of the net and gets a little more of that confidence back, he's going to start firing the puck, and he's going to start scoring more goals. The Blues are really hoping that that happens in the playoffs, because the Blues lost a lot of firepower this past offseason. Everyone knows that. Brower's gone. Backus is gone. Elliott's gone. And how fantastic has he been lately for Calgary?
Big.
So moving into the playoffs, this is Tarasenko's team. This is Schwartz's team. This is Petrangelo's team. The offense has to come from those core guys. Losing Robbie Fabry without him going into the playoffs, that's going to be tough. That's going to be a hill to overcome. But hopefully we'll see Schwartz find the back of the net tonight. I'm going to say he's going to score second period, 9 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm going with that.
I'm writing that down.
He's really calling his shot.
He's calling his
and
shot.
I don't know what James Schwartz's situation is, but I got two words for him: slump buster. You know what? While you're out there, just go to the hotel bar, and then, you know, whatever chick is there, man, take her back to the room and give her a trip around the world, and maybe you'll start seeing the biscuit in the basket.
Basically, the Rick Vaughn test. Go
buster.
Find somebody's wife if you have to.
Well, no, she went on him. That wasn't a slump buster.
I know, but he didn't resist.
Well, no, would you? I mean, he didn't know that was.
But it helped the kid, though.
He didn't know that was Roger Dorn's wife.
I mean, you either get Jaden Schwartz a bucket of chicken, or you find him a woman. That's what you got to do.
No, slump buster. Watch. There's an episode of Arliss all about slump busters. He needs to watch an episode of Arliss about slump busters. Just go out, find yourself
Robert
a slump
Wolf.
Buster, Jaden Schwartz, and you're going to be right as rain. Randall,
thank you so much. He's only got a little bit of time left for that.
Yeah, well, maybe on the road trip up to San Jose, maybe you can find some chick hitchhiking alongside the highway. Randall, thank you so much for making time for us this evening, sir. Enjoy the game, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
That is Randall Ritchie from StLouisGameTime.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Randall Ritchie. Let's take a commercial break. More shenanigans with the heavy hitters right here. Live from the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios of the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.